This is Engineering Marvels. Potholes. You know them, you hate them, you might have even given names to a few of your favorites. But how are they fixed? Potholes are a serious problem for motorists and cyclists. The American Automobile Association estimates that potholes cost drivers $3 billion annually in car repairs. They are also known to be a significant cause of accidents. So how are engineers responding to this problem? First, let's think about how potholes form. Most roads consist of a top layer of either asphalt or concrete, followed by a subbase material, usually a crushed rock. When it rains or snows, water permeates through the road's top layer and subbase and into the dirt below. Down here in the coastal bend, we don't have regular dirt, we have clay. Clay shrinks when it is dry and swells when it's wet, and that movement is enough to start cracks in the road that eventually lead to potholes. So how do we fix potholes once they get started? A Federal Highway Administration manual describes four techniques most commonly used by road maintenance crews to repair potholes. The methods differ most on the degree to which the pothole is cleaned up before the repair, whether any additional road material is removed, and whether any sealant material is used to increase the binding of the new material to the existing road material. Road maintenance is expensive, and researchers are working to find new methods and materials to improve pothole repairs at a lower cost. But regardless of how they're repaired, many cities have improved procedures to report potholes and shorten repair times. And in some areas, citizens are finding innovative ways to bring attention to potholes, such as filling them with tile mosaic art, planting small flower gardens, and giving them names. Petunias in a pothole, anyone? Engineering Marvels is a joint production of the Frank H. Dotterwhite College of Engineering at Texas A&M University Kingsville and South Texas Public Radio. Past episodes are available online at tamuk.edu/engineering. I'm Jason Martin.